The Laws of Gifts to the Poor, Chapter 1. First Halacha. One who harvests his field, whether through reaping or through uprooting, should leave a small portion of his field for the poor. This is called the mitzvah of Peah, which literally means corner. Second Halacha. The mitzvah of Peah also applies to trees. The basic way to keep the mitzvah is that whenever one gathers produce, he should leave over some of the produce to be gathered by the poor. If he does not do this, he should take some of what was harvested and give it to the poor. And even if he harvested grain, then ground it and turned it into flour and turned that flour into bread, he should give some of the bread to the poor. Third Halacha. If the entire harvest was reaped and then consumed by fire before he gave Peah, he is liable for lashes for violating a negative mitzvah and for not fulfilling the positive mitzvah that could correct the negative mitzvah. Fourth Halacha. Now we introduce the concept of leket. The basic mitzvah is leaving over stalks that fall during the harvest. That means that if someone is harvesting stalks and some of the stalks fall, he should not pick them up, but rather he should leave them for the poor. If he transgresses by picking them up, grinding them, and turning them into bread, he can fix the transgression by giving bread to the poor. But if the produce is lost before he is able to do that, he is liable for lashes. Fifth Halacha. The same concept exists with respect to grapes that fall during the grape harvest and to undeveloped grape clusters. There is a related concept called shikha, and the basic mitzvah here is that if someone is binding the sheaves together, if they forget to bind one, they should leave it for the poor. And here too, there is a solution for one who transgresses, which is to either give it to the poor thereafter, and even if it has been made into bread, give the bread to the poor. In all of these cases, if one violates a negative prohibition, there is a solution, but if one becomes unable to keep the positive commandment, which is the solution to violating the negative commandment, he is liable for lashes. Sixth Halacha. The principle of shikha also applies to standing grain. That is, if one harvests grain and forgets to harvest some of the grain, he should not return and collect the grain that he forgot. And not surprisingly, the concept of shikha also applies to trees. Seventh Halacha. Here Rambam concludes that there are four types of donations that must be given to the poor from a vineyard. They are grapes that fall, undeveloped grape clusters, peah, that is the corners, and shikha, the forgotten produce. And there are three from grains. They are leket, that is sheaves of grain that fall, shikha, or forgotten produce, and peah, that is leaving aside the corners. And there are two from trees, shikha, that is forgotten produce, and peah, leaving aside some of the fruit. Eighth Halacha. The owners have no rights whatsoever in these donations, and that means that they can't give it to a specific poor person that they want to. Rather, the poor come and take them on their own, and even a poor farmer is required to give these gifts. Ninth Halacha. The verses in the Torah that describe these donations refer to poor people and to gerim. The simple translation of a ger is a convert, but sometimes there's a distinction made between a ger tzedek, that is someone who converts to Judaism, and a ger toshav, that is a non-Jew who agrees to abide by the seven Noahide laws. In this case, the verses are referring to gerei tzedek, converts to Judaism. But that does not mean that Gentiles are forbidden from coming and taking. To the contrary, they must not be prevented from coming and taking. This is an application of the concept of darchei shalom, that is, the ways of peace. Tenth Halacha. Once the poor have stopped coming and taking, if there is anything left over, then that property is considered ownerless and anyone can come and take it. And one is not required to give the value of this produce to the poor. 11th Halacha. Leket, that is, stalks that are left behind, become ownerless after the second wave of gatherers departs. Individual grapes become ownerless once the poor have walked through the vineyard and have departed. One is permitted to take olives or forgotten on the tree after Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is the end of the harvest. 12th Halacha. A poor person is always permitted to take shikha with respect to olives, that is, olives that were forgotten under the tree, even if the time to take leket has already passed, as we discussed in the prior halacha. 13th Halacha. Any of the donations to the poor that the poor are not interested in belong to the owner. And this is regardless of whether the poor have already departed the field. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that this refers to anything that poor people have walked by several times without picking. 14th Halacha. All of these mitzvahs apply only in Eretz Yisrael and the land of Israel, but inasmuch as the rabbis have extended the concept of Peah to outside of the land of Israel, Rambam concludes that all of these apply outside of the Israel by rabbinic decree. 15th and final Halacha. According to the Torah, the mitzvah of Peah, corners, can be accomplished even by leaving a single stalk. But the rabbis say that one must leave 1/60th of the crop, and that one should add to the 60th based upon the number of poor people, the size of the field, and the success of the crop. So if there's a small field where a 60th would be insignificant, a person should leave more. If there are a lot of poor people in that area, one should leave more. And if the harvest was phenomenally large, one should leave more. Whoever adds more will receive more rewards, and there is no maximum measure.